Good morning. It's Thursday, June 10th. I'm Emily Burris, and this is The Daily Six on the COIN Podcast Network. An eye clinic in southeast Portland has been hit by thieves four times in the past 3 months. The owner of Moreland Vision Source says during this latest burglary, thieves broke windows and door frames and took as many sunglasses and regular frames as they could carry. Other businesses in the area are also reporting an increase in burglaries and vandalism. Employees tell us police seem to be overwhelmed with responding to more violent crimes and are unable to follow up. After a year of destructive riots to their building, the Portland Police Association says it's moving to a new location. They're not announcing where, but PPA President Daryl Turner says the current building in North Portland will hit the market once repairs are made to fix the damage from the last demonstrations in April. Today, State Representative Mike Nierman will face an Oregon State House special committee considering his expulsion. Nierman is accused of helping coordinate and assist a breach of the Oregon Capitol during a closed session last December when he walked through a side door letting protesters in. He also faces criminal charges for the incident, which could potentially mean jail time. A bill that would grant legal protections to homeless campers in public areas is headed to Oregon Governor Kate Brown's desk. The measure would regulate where and when public camping can be policed. Supporters say it helps recognize the rights of people experiencing homelessness, but some local governments oppose the measure, saying it limits local control of the homeless crisis. If Governor Brown signs the bill, it would take effect in 2023. President Biden is meeting with British Prime Minister Boris Johnson today. The sit-down is happening in Cornwall, England, before the G7 summit kicks off tomorrow. This will be the first of several face-to-face meetings with world leaders this week. The White House is also announcing it's purchasing 500 million Pfizer vaccine doses to distribute free of charge to lower-income nations. Thursday will be a mostly dry day for Portland, cool with partly to mostly cloudy skies. A cold front arrives overnight into Friday morning, bringing a system that could give us some of the most substantial rain we've seen in months. You can get your latest forecast from Portland's most accurate team anytime on your phone. Just download the PDX Weather app in the Apple or Google Play Store. Be sure to check out all the great content on the COIN Podcast Network by visiting COIN.com or subscribe, download, and review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you find your favorite podcast. Talk to you tomorrow.